Last year, UFC hit Melbourne. We went down.
Yeah, and Sydney a couple of years before that was brilliant. A
couple of title fights for the women, but this time Luke Rockhold, who recently lost his middleweight championship belt to the arrogant Englishman, Michael Bisping. But in UFC, you always have a chance to atone, and this time it's against Jacare. The second time, I think you fought him back in 2011, took the title in Strikeforce, and welcome to Sydney, mate.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Hey, Luke, we spoke about Bisping, you know, before we actually hit record, and you just look in your eye. We knew exactly where you're coming from. If anyone has watched him over the last sort of 5 years when UFC's exploded, you either love him or you hate him, right?
Yeah, and most people are on the latter side of things.
Yeah, he's not short on confidence, put it that way.
Man, he's just a prick.
You can say it.
He's the worst as they come.
Yeah.
Dirty
So tell us, when you have someone like that, because you will have him across the octagon at some stage in the next couple of years, you'd think.
Yeah, if he keeps running, you know.
If
he slows down, he's running pretty hard.
If you get him, how much do you sort of hold on to that type of feeling mentally to go with your training to get, you know, to get him on that day?
Of course, I'm hungry to get back in there and fix that situation. But I'm not going to hold on to it. I know he's vulnerable to so many guys in the middleweight division. So I just know that I got a tough task ahead of me and Jacare and everybody else. Yoel Romero, Chris Weidman, the real, you know, threats in the division.
Explain a typical day in the life of a UFC fighter.
I don't wake up super early. Our pro practice is like 12. It's like noon.
Okay.
So noon to 2. And so it takes time to gear yourself up for those hard sparring sessions and everything like that. You know, I'm in a gym with Cain Velasquez and Daniel Cormier and countless others. And so it's like, you better.
Can't just
you really got to wake up before you get into that gym.
Yeah.
So, you know, about 5 cups of coffee deep.
Sounds like breakfast, right? Yeah.
Yeah, no. So, I do my thing. I have my breakfast. I have my, like, my pre-smoothie, my breakfast, and I get in there and get in there nice and early, loosen up and warm up, because I always get categorized somehow with the bigger guys, and so I end up having to deal with these big dudes.
Luke, yeah. Can I ask you one question? Herb, the referee, jumped in real quick on the weekend. Did you see that fight? And at some stage, do you go to those refs?
It was Uriah Hall.
Yeah, and just go, mate, just give him a little bit more time.
Yeah, I mean, there's more time and there's less time. I mean, when I was fighting Chris Weidman, the controversy was Herb Dean letting a fight go too long. Everyone thought I had killed Chris Weidman. So, I mean, they're going to get a lot of controversy, and it's a tough world for them to be in. I didn't get to see the fight. I was out in the Bahamas spearfishing. So.
You poor thing. Are you okay, mate? You're all right?
Well, I missed it all.
Well, it was absolutely a pleasure to meet you in person. You were very similar to us here in Sydney. Californians and Sydney siders are very similar. We love our beach. We love our sun. We love our sport. Tickets go on sale this Friday at Ticketek for UFC Melbourne. Rockhold, the Jacare 2, Sunday, November 27.
It's going to be awesome.
Get there.
We'll be there, Luke. Yeah. Look forward to seeing you. We'll be shouting.
Do it right.
Thank you, mate.